Domestic abuse victim took out life insurance and made a will. Date modified colon 2024-10-17T05:08:25.018Z. Description colon abuse started as name calling and developed until serious sleep and washing habits were controlled, comma dot. Woman, 31, made will fearing husband would kill her. Siri Owen talks about the escalation of abuse by her ex-husband. Warning, this article contains details of abuse some may find distressing. Making a will and taking out life insurance at 31 seemed like necessary steps for a woman who thought she would die at the hands of her abusive husband. Describing how he would pull out her hair, stamp on her head, stop her sleeping and washing, Siri Owen said she was reduced to a shell of a person. She went from an outgoing, confident person during their five-year relationship to one who felt worthless, and urged women in similar situations to seek help. The UK government has pledged to clamp down hard on perpetrators of domestic violence, with the Minister for Victims likening them to terrorists. Woman shot at with crossbow urges victims to seek help, rape survivor tells men, be part of the solution, domestic abuse experts to be embedded in 999 control rooms, it became a lot of more aggressive and frequent, Siri, now 33, told the BBC Wales live programme. Pinning me down, punching me, pushing me over and digging his nails into me. Over the 5 years, things had changed slowly, from name-calling, to controlling her behavior. Her partner would try and control when she was allowed to sleep or bathe. Trying to rationalize it now, Siri, from North Wales, said, I found it became my normal, I'd think I was crazy and that it was all my fault. I'd gone from a confident outgoing person, to a point where I was silenced and wouldn't argue back, mentally I thought I was worthless. Siri feared she would die, either at the hands of her partner, or through not being able to cope. A lightbulb moment came when her boss noticed a change in her behavior, as she added, I think someone else recognizing it outside of friends and family, made it seem more real for me. He was helpful and supportive. Siri knew she had to leave as she wanted to end her own life, saying, I could not survive being there any longer. Despite ending the relationship, her ordeal was not over. Siri Owen, despite thinking she had no future while with her ex-partner, Siri is enjoying life again now and happy. In May 2022, her ex-husband broke into her house at night and attacked her, along with new partner. It followed an escalation in his behavior in the days leading up to this, as she added, I think I'd had about 500 calls in the 3 days before. He came to the house quite a few times but I had managed to get him to go away. North Wales police investigated, and Siri's ex-husband was charged with assault, controlling and coercive behavior and stalking involving serious alarm. He admitted the offences and was jailed for 3 years and 2 months in February 2023, as well as being banned from contacting Siri or her new partner for a decade. Siri decided to speak out to raise awareness of dangerous signs in a relationship. No form of abuse is acceptable, no one does anything to deserve being abused and there are people and services that can help you, she said. Siri Owen, Siri would regularly be left with cuts and bruises on her body. Siri was described as courageous by North Wales Police Chief Constable Amanda Blakeman. She is the Wales lead for violence against women and girls, and added, I would hope that Siri's story would help give people confidence that if they ring us, we will listen and we will look at action. In July, the National Police Chiefs Council declared violence against women and girls a national emergency. This was after it was revealed that more than 1 million related crimes were recorded in Wales and England in 2022-23, making up 20% of all crimes documented by the police. Siri Owen, Siri has been able to put the ordeal behind her and found love again with new partner Ben, Minister for Victims, Pontypridd MP Alex Davies-Jones, said the issue is as serious as terrorism. She added, it is, and it has been for a very long time. If this was terrorism, it would be front page news, every single day. She believes Siri would have helped countless women by speaking out, but said, sadly her story is not unique. The UK government has pledged to have violence against women and girls in a decade. Plans including domestic abuse specialists in 999 control rooms in Wales and England have already been announced. On average, 3 women a week are killed at the hands of men because of domestic abuse and violence in this country, Ms. Davies-Jones added. That is totally unacceptable and it has to change. She said the scale of the issue is horrific and reported statistics are the tip of the iceberg. If you are affected by any of the issues in this article, you can find details of organizations that can help via the BBC Action Line. For more on this story, watch Wales Live on BBC iPlayer or listen to BBC Sounds, Domestic Abuse Wales. Alex Davies-Jones, North Wales Police.